اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters all over the world. As you're hearing us, first and foremost, I really thank Allah Almighty that we are back with another session of let's recite the Quran Kareem, right?
Yes.
So these sessions are a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Networks and also the students of Sevier School. So I'm really happy. I really thank you on behalf of all the students who are here. And we really thank you for joining us and being with us again. So, inshallah, in this session, we're going to learn a very, very important rule about how to fluently read the Quran Kareem. So, the next example, I want you to please go to page 516, Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 11, okay? The last ayah in this surah. There is one example. Let me read the ayah, okay? And we will get to that example. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب. Pay attention to this. How do I read the next three words, okay? Pay attention to the next part, okay? How do I read the next three words, okay? It's very important.
بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان.
Did you pay attention?
بئس الاسم الفسوق.
Look, it becomes سالسم. Yeah?
بئس الاسم الفسوق.
That's very important, okay? بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ. So if I didn't, if I had not told you this, how would you have read this?
بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ.
Now, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ. The hamza that ism has, the word ism, that is hamzatul wasl, okay? Okay? That's hamzatul wasl. Now, the previous one, al-ism, al-ism. Min hal sen, pay attention. Al-ism, al. So when you join bi'sa and al-ism together, that al, the hamza of al, is hamzatul was, yes? We said al, it's hamzatul was. So it will be skipped. Pay attention to this. But bi'sal, the lam is sakin, right? Do you see that? Bi'sal. Lam is sakin. Next one. The next part, okay? Bi'sal ism. That is hamzatul wasl, yes or no? Yeah. So when you join the words together, hamzatul wasl, okay?
Skips.
Whenever you have hamzatul wasl, you will skip it.
Yes.
Bi'sal اسم همزة الواصل and sin also ساكن. How many ساكن letters do we have?
With only bismillah?
We have lam ساكن. همزة الواصل will be skipped. No, but sin is ساكن again there. بئس الاسم, it should be there. Okay. Now look again. I'm saying بئس.
So what's here? The lam sin has something.
Oh, the lam, it literally doesn't have, okay? We have assigned it with kasra. We have followed that general rule, okay? إذا التقط الساكنتين حرك بالكسر.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى عسى ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون.
So did you understand where is the example?
Yes.
بئس ال, the lam is ساكن. اسم, because همزة الوصل will be skipped, so the next letter is سين, it's ساكن. So it means two ساكن letters we have, lam and سين.
So بسم الله.
Bismillism or Be'salism?
I mean,
Be'salism, okay? So, you assign that lam, the first ساكن letter with Kasra. That's easy. Minhal Hussain, can you read it now?
Be'salism.
Ah, that's it. Two Hamzatul Wasli is skipped, okay? One Al, then Ism. Two Hamzatul Wasli just skipped. Okay? So, two Hamzatul Wasli will be sacrificed here for you to read this word correctly. And two ساكن letters you have, سين and لام. So you assign the first letter, which is لام, with a كسرة, and by the help of that كسرة, you can read the letter سين as well. So it becomes this way. بئس الاسم الفسوق. Right? بئس الاسم الفسوق. General, okay? Directly you have to say this way. بئس الاسم. Suppose there will be no Hamzatul Wasl, okay? بسالس ملفسو.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, Ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So I hope you've learned this. And okay, whenever you come to this kind of examples, you have to be very careful because Hamzatul Wasl as well will be there, okay? The meeting of two silent letters, and also it makes it like more difficult when you have Hamzatul Wasl. Yes? So in the previous examples, like humul kitab, it's easy. We have one hamzatul wasl. But here we have two hamzatul wasl and two ساكن letters. So it means we have to deal with four like letters like, here, okay? And it makes it difficult. All right? Bi'salismul fusuq. So I will recite this part of the ayah. Repeat after me, then we will go to the next examples.
بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان
بئس
سل اسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان. Okay, I will read this ayah and I will read this part of the ayah, okay? Listen carefully and repeat after me. Then we will go to the next topics. Ready? Listen carefully, okay? Ayah 11 of Surah Al-Hujurat.
بئس الاسم الفسوق.
بئس الاسم الفسوق.
Now, with the next word. There is also a Hamzat al-Wasl, you will skip.
بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان.
بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان.
Thank you so much. That was great. Alhamdulillah, you learned this important point. Let's go to the next, rules, okay? The exceptions that will help us again. One more thing. Have you heard about the huruf al-muqatta'a? Yeah or no? 29 surahs of the Quran Karim start with huruf al-muqatta'a.
Yes, alif, lam, mim, sa.
Like this. Yeah, it means huruf al-muqatta'a means the separated letters, okay? So it means they start with letters, without any harakat. For example, Surah Al-Baqarah starts with
alif, lam, mim. But without harakat, you cannot read it.
Yeah, without harakat, you cannot read it. So, whenever you find the surahs, when you open the Quran Kareem, you want to recite the surahs that start with huruf al-muqatta'a, okay? Remember that, okay? You don't have to, you say, for example, all are sakin, so how can I avoid sakin letters here, okay? All of them are sakin. Yes? Alif, lam, mim. Kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad. Kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad. Five letters. All of them are sakin. No harakat. So how can I avoid sakin letters here? So I had raf'ul diqa'is sakinatain, two sakin letters. But here, five sakin letters. How can I deal with this? How can I challenge this, Zain Musa? How can you challenge this?
Read their sound.
Okay, Hussein Musa, how can you challenge Muhammad Yahya?
Separately with alif.
The easy way, okay? The easy way is to read them separately. Read them with the names. So they're alif, letters, okay? Ra. Read them with the names.
Alif, lam, ra, ra.
Alif, lam, ra. You don't, for example, okay, should I assign it with fatha? How? Alam, no. If I say alam, it has another meaning. If I say alif, lam, mim, it has another meaning. How can I say, for example, kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad? It was very difficult. Ayn, sin, qaf, it's difficult. So that's why they all are sakin. So in this case, remember that with the surahs that start with huruf al-muqatta'a, you don't have to be confused, okay? That sakin letters, too many sakin letters, how can I deal with them? How can I avoid them? You can avoid them easily by just saying their names. Kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad. That's very easy. This was one of the important points, okay, that you should pay attention. So, that was about our previous sessions, and we reviewed them and also learned some new rules, okay, some new examples. Inshallah, after taking a break, we will be with you, inshallah, respected brothers and sisters. So stay with IRIB English Radio and also with Sevier International Schools Network. So we will be back, inshallah, in a minute. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.